You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Broadcasting from Radio Row of Super Bowl 48 here in Midtown Manhattan. Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we are so happy to have with us right now the brand new president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is David Baker. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vic, it's great to be with you. I want to thank all you guys in Ohio for welcoming weather here, rolling it out here in Cleveland and Canton.
Yeah, you came in from, and you know, you're a guy who comes from California.
Yeah, from Newport Beach, California.
Southern California, and quite a changeover to Northeast Ohio. But, David, let's talk about this role. And Steve Perry had been there for many years, did a tremendous job. But, you know, the time had come that he was going to step away and retire. Now you come into this. You've got the background of leading the Arena Football League. Your son is an offensive lineman for the Atlanta Falcons. You, of course, a guy with a strong football background yourself at USC. But taking on a job like this, what made you want to do it, and what are some of the things that you want to bring to the table?
You know, Vic, kiddingly, it wasn't the weather. And frankly, I was involved in something that I was doing where I could have made more money. But I feel almost an evangelical passion, frankly, for the Pro Football Hall of Fame and what they do. You know, not only to honor the heroes, not only to preserve the history of the game, but to promote the values of the game. You know, the values that we've all learned, either by playing it, by watching it, the discipline, the determination, the perseverance, the teamwork, the respect that is shown for everyone else, the preparation. And frankly, it's done so much for my life and for my family's life. The game has done so much. And today, in a world where there's a lot of focus on concussions and bullying in the locker room and other issues like that, let me tell you know, my sons have played it, and it has done so much for them beyond just making money that Sam's made with the Atlanta Falcons. And I think, you know, for me, we owe a lot to the game, and I think this is an exciting place to be. You know, the Hall just finished, as you know, under Steve and Joe Horgan, a $30 million expansion.
Right.
They just had finished their 50th anniversary. Well, to me, that's a great platform. So how can we take those values? How can we take not only what the game has been, but frankly what it can do for all of America and for all of our values in the future? And I think, you know, not only to expand it in Canton, but to really to use it as a radio beacon, like you've done for some of the communications in Cleveland,
right,
that we can broadcast it to the rest of the world.
Yeah, it sounds to me like what you're talking about is deeper than just honoring the great players of the past, which the Hall has done incredibly well and does, I think, better than any other Hall of Fame in pro sports. So it's not just that basic role, but you want it to be something bigger than that, and it sounds like what you're talking about is reach and communication.
Yeah, and I think we can continue to build. I mean, we're talking about a campus plan right now that will continue to expand the campus, you know, for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. But we can also have, you know, frankly, exhibits and messages that go down to Cleveland, or up to Cleveland,
mm-hmm,
I guess,
mm-hmm,
or, you know, down to Miami. And, you know, we've got 32 teams out there that are a great place, again, to learn the history of the game, to honor those heroes, but also to promote those values. And those values going forward, again, you know, I think that they are some of the things that have made America great.
And is it so? The connection of what you're talking about, those values, and trying to make football more than just something we love to watch for entertainment value, that there's a deeper message to be heard here, and to in many ways to, and I think it's been a pretty good game with mostly great citizens, but to clean it up in areas that need to be, where you mentioned about, you know, the bullying and things like that. But how do we connect that with the Hall of Fame? Is it because of the respect factor that Hall of Famers always talk about? To be part of that club, you have to be something special. Other than a supremely talented guy, there's something to be said about the character of a lot of the Hall of Famers.
Yeah, because I think really what the Hall of Fame does is celebrate excellence.
Yeah.
Not only teams, but those individuals. And you take some of those individuals, any one of them, and they all represent some of those values. What I love the most, my favorite part of the enshrinement, was either the introductions, you know, for their enshrinement speech, or when guys would talk, when Bill Parcells, who's a pretty hardcore, tough guy, mm-hmm, you know, starts talking about his high school basketball coach and what it meant to be there, when Chris Carter talks about his brother or his grandmother and says, you guys are in the Hall of Fame with me. For every one of those guys that get into the Hall of Fame, their lives were molded by those kind of values, by those kind of principles, sure. that we happen to have the unique opportunity, almost miraculous, a chance to see unfold on television. But I've had experiences a little bit, even from the Arena Football League,
right.
Where this hit me so hard. I went to Walter Reed Hospital, and I saw 25 amputees. And I'm not a rock star like Bon Jovi or a Hall of Famer like John Elway, mm-hmm. who are my owners. I'm a 400-pound guy in a suit. And so one of my staff guys said, let's go get a, you know, my name is on the ball, so let's give them a ball with my name on it. And there were guys there who were so moved, but we were giving them a football.
Sure.
Because what that football represented to them, that these guys had sacrificed for our freedom because of the values that somehow were associated with that football. So to me, I know that that's a higher message.
Yeah.
But to me, that's a message that makes me want to move from California to Canton, Ohio, to be a part of something special.
David Baker, he is the new president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I just want to ask you one more before we let you go. The Hall is also about inductees, and the induction ceremonies, the inductions will happen, we know, tomorrow on Saturday, right here at the Super Bowl, where a new class will be put in place, and a little different. There's going to be some NFL Network cameras present to capture the presentations, I guess, of the voters. That'll be a very different process that had always kind of been hidden from the public. But just your thoughts on the procedures, and you as a new voice and face of this hall right now, are we expecting anything different? Because that's one real radical change that we're going to see. But any major changes that we can see in the basic Hall of Fame itself because of your coming into it here?
You know, the Board of Trustees and Joe Horgan, which kind of oversees the selection process, they review that every year to basically ask that same question, what can we look at? I think these cameras in the selection room for the first time are going to reveal to fans how very seriously these selectors take this process. It is a solemn duty for them. It is a fiduciary responsibility. And they take it very seriously, as they should, for what I believe is the greatest individual honor in all of sports. But as we go forward, we're going to look at other areas that fans can get involved in and our Hall of Famers can get involved in. But we want to maintain that balance of getting the fans involved, getting them to look behind, you know, the wizard's curtain, if you will.
Yeah.
And at the same time, continue to maintain the integrity of the selection process that has meant so much to the Hall.
Great. David, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it. And again, congrats on the new gig. And I know the Hall is in great hands with you there, and welcome to Northeast Ohio.
Big thank you. Thank you for all you do for the Browns and for the game.
All right. President David Baker, he is the new president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up from Radio Row, Super Bowl 48 in New York.